We are back again. We had a little bit longer break than what we planned, but hey, we're par for the course right now. We're going to be having just a little bit more of the gospel that's going to be shared by Owen Pratt before I continue on. So that means I get a few more minutes of rest, and I get to hear from the boy. This is Owen Pratt. He shared with you how he and I met back last year, and we had a two-hour conversation at my kitchen table that, to be honest with you, he sat at the table with his head tilted like this, kind of like, you know, the RCA dog, with his mouth hanging open. And from there, it's been an incredible journey to watch this this young man who's talented. Oh my gosh, so very talented musically. His intellect is, I know how he acts, but he really is quite intellectual. But he loves having fun. He's a surfer dude. Gets out riding the curls. He was so torn, but not really. Thursday when we left here because of the storm there, we had great waves going on. And he was on the social media and they were talking about, you know, shooting the curls or curling the chutes or something. I don't know. Chutes and ladders. But anyway, he wasn't all that torn. He certainly wasn't about to stay and ride the surf and miss coming to Calgary to see you guys. I hope you've each had some time with him, and if you haven't, corner him somewhere and spend some time with him, because he does love it. He's a social butterfly. He loves people, and he's never met a human he doesn't like, I don't think. Goodness gracious, it's really quite amazing. And so I'm really pleased to get to introduce to you one of my just dearest friends. He's around me all the time. So if we get along, there's got to be something going on, something good happening. So, Owen, yeah, I want you to come up and share with folks just whatever is on your heart. Come on up.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Let me get strapped in here. All right. How is everyone?
Good.
All right. Not bad. How is everyone? Yeah. That's it. Look to the person next to you and say, it's good to be free.
It's good to be free.
All right. My name is Owen, and I just want to say I've been so grateful for the warm welcome I have received upon coming here. It's been amazing to meet all of you and to find a home in this understanding of what we know as the gospel. Has just been amidst, I'm sure all of you have experienced, from the friends who are just on the crusade to save you from what you believe and to be true and what is true. So it's nice to finally find a home where I find people that are just so loving and supportive, and it's been beautiful. So thank you. I also wanted to, if you're willing and able, to invite you to stand up. I've been sitting for a while, just kind of... shake it out, loosen it up, jump it off. All right. Just want to. That's right.
Come on, baby.
All right, now have a seat. That's enough. I don't want to see that kind of moving. Awesome. So what I really wanted to talk to you about today is in regards to the social media and the Facebook, mostly is what we've been focusing on, what we're doing, and kind of give you a story, why I'm doing this and where I come from and why I think it's important, and to also try and give you a big picture in the scope of humanity, why this is so revolutionary and how we can really ride this wave into thanks for the segue on that one. into just the next generation, the next level of gospel understanding, and really changing the way people think and changing the paradigms from which our culture and society operates. So I think that's what we really all want, is to see this gospel as just the operating system of the world. And through that can come world peace, love, kindness, So that's what we're here to do. Yeah. We're small but mighty. So I told you my story last night about how I met Mike and where I was with Christianity. Now, as soon as I met him, I was about to go and leave for New York to work for the summer. When we had that conversation. So I was have the conversation, go back to, I was living in a very Christian house with some guys from the church, and I explained to them in what I could in passing. I was so excited and just tried to capture this and share it to them. And I remember one guy was like busy in the kitchen with a bunch of people, and I was like, Rob, I met this guy. He believes this. He told me about this stuff, and we're this different than what we've been taught. And he was like, I feel like I've heard of stuff like that. I don't think that's right. And that was pretty much the end of it. But since then, I've reconnected with some people that have tried to, you know, right my wrongs and save me from what I'm doing. But anyway, I leave for New York. I come back in the fall, meet up with Mike. We kind of have lunch to catch up, find great chemistry in the gym. And so that's really where I got to know him. We got really dedicated together, and you know, we all jokingly say that I need to get property of Mike Williams Ministries tattooed right here because he's really helped me get the most progress at my physique that I've ever had. And so I'm thankful for that. So I get to know Mike in the gym, and I hear about what he's doing with the ministry, start to get a little more involved, check out the website, see the podcasts. And at the same time, I was playing music with the band, and also listening to who I credit a lot of my knowledge and information on this to, this guy Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V, who, and I need to tell you who he is just to give you some perspective. He's the CEO of a media company, about, I think it's almost 800 employees now, office in New York, London, LA, but at the same time he runs a personal brand. So he is a public figure. So basically, he's got 17 employees that follow him and create content for him. So I'm going to kind of slow down and explain some of the verbiage I'm using and why it's called that to try and capture where you are. But which reminds me, before I continue, how many of you go on Facebook at least once a day? You can show hands. Once a week? All right. Do you use any other forms of social media? Instagram? Anybody use Instagram? Twitter? All right. So, how many of you ever bought anything off a social media website? Yeah, a lot of Amazon Prime? Okay. How many of you keep up with the Gospel Revolution through Facebook? Watch the Tuesday night broadcasts? just trying to get a gauge of where everyone's at, because this is really the way where we can connect like we've never connected before. And so, backing up, Gary Vaynerchuk, CEO, runs this huge company, and at the same time is building a personal brand and putting out content, videos, audio, and written word. So there's three forms. And Mike talked about the printing press, and the effect that, and how that really played a role in saving Galileo's life, because so many people had become, you know, so impacted by his message that the establishment couldn't really afford to do what they wanted with him. So I really believe that that same power is available to us with what we have going with social media, and that just how the printing press and television were these huge turning points in human connectedness, social media is now the next revolution to where we can exchange ideas. You know, when you guys were growing up, sorry for calling you guys, but to have a studio and put together a program, you know, you had to have the studio, the lights, it for the most part had to be a multi-million dollar industry. CBS, ABC, CNN were all the head channels that were dispensing information. And so if you wanted to get a message out to the masses, you had to go through these channels into their networks that they had established. Newspaper, TV, radio, and then there were all these gatekeepers, these people that were kind of in control of the flow of information that you had to go through to get a message out. Social media comes along, and now it's just completely destroyed all of that. Gatekeepers are gone. We've got an entire professional video and production capabilities in the palm of our hand, and we can get a message out to the entire world instantly. There's people all over the country watching this. So this is a revolution we're a part of, and there's people that are really aggressively pursuing the opportunity to leverage that for getting a message out, building a personal brand, building businesses, whatever means, you know, whatever intentions they have with it. And so this guy, Gary Vaynerchuk, who I came across, has really been the flag bearer for how it's done and how you do it. And what I like so much about him is he comes from a really optimistic, grateful place. And I've never heard anything from him that conflicts with the gospel. He's just the most loving. He's a little aggressive, intense. And I'm encouraging you all to look him up. But so he's got 17 people that he's got a guy that's doing what Neil's doing, following him around through the airport with a camera, and he'll catch him. Some teenager will come up and say, "Oh my gosh, Gary, I love your book. I can't." And he'll have a 5-minute conversation and just speak a ton of truth into this kid and encourage him. And he's got the whole thing documented. And so this guy, they produce it, make these little videos, documentaries. They'll take the audio from it and then release it through all these different channels. The channels now are Instagram, social media, or Facebook, Twitter. There's a lot of new ones that are up and coming, and they all have their own personalities. So what we're trying to, what I'm listening to this guy, seeing how he's doing it, realizing the potential for opportunity, and at the same time, I get radically transformed by the gospel and want to get this message out to the world. So how I see we do this is through, is the way this guy is doing it. So that's been my goal, and I've come from not knowing anything to trying to figure it out as I went. I don't know if any of you saw the reconciling being a homosexual with being a minister video. That was, it was on Facebook, but it was just a minute clip we had a conversation of, and I made a quick little, like, almost theme song, Gospel Revolution intro, and it was the second video I'd ever made. And we boosted it for like $10. You can pay Facebook to advertise for you. We put $10 behind it. And I think close to maybe 2,000 people now saw it, and it's incredibly cheap to get a message out. And so these Facebook ads are, you put, and we've been advertising, kind of boosting these videos and the Tuesday night Bible studies. We'll put $10 behind it and usually get 1,000 to 1,500 views for just $10. And I wanted to pull up not only that information for you here, but the computer and the projector situation isn't lending us to do that, but to also show you the information that Facebook gives you about the people that are engaging with this stuff. So it'll tell you that 60% of the people that watch this video are female, they're 55 and plus, they live in so-and-so, this video is doing better with younger people that like this person, with Kenneth Copeland, people who like Kenneth Copeland have a really, so you can go, and I wanted to show this to you because it'll show you, you could type in Kenneth Copeland and it will pull up with all of the demographics about the people that follow Kenneth Copeland. So you can see most of his people are this age, this gender, this where they live and everything. So the data is just overwhelmingly ridiculous, and it's borderlines on the Big Brother, you know, is watching thing. So they know everything about you, everything you click. But we can use it for our benefit. So that's kind of what I've been learning and figuring out how to do. And so the vision that I had with Mike and seeing what, because I going to the gym, we would just, I'd be benching, and he would say things like, as I'm trying to get it up, and he'll say, "No external force is coming to help you." And, you know? And so and so you catch these little gospel truth moments in the day to day, and they're just so powerful and relevant in the moment. And what I've enjoyed, one of the many things I've enjoyed about this conference, is kind of meeting you and hearing about all your individual stories and how you've come to the gospel. And there's been these bite-sized moments that seem to just draw you in and pull you in to want to know more. And then all of a sudden, your eyes are open to a whole new world of freedom and liberation. So we've got really cheap ability to get information out in all forms. And this is bigger than the printing press, because not only because you had to know how to read to get the printing press out, now you can make a video and just communicate. You talk to anyone in the world. So that's where we're at. And now the goal of what I've been trying to do is figure out how to make this content, make these videos, work with these gizmos, and make this cool stuff in a catchy, kind of sexy way that entices people and also shocks them and shows them the radical difference between the gospel truth and Christianity and where they're at now. So that video of I talked about reconciling homosexuality with being a minister was one of the first that we did in an effort to that. So here I am trying to do all this and feeling like it's all on my shoulders. But at the same time, realizing that the message is the power of God, and that if it is as true as it has been for all of us, that it will itself have no choice but to grow and to flourish and to change the world. And so I'm just trying to channel all of that. So we've just been doing the Facebook Live videos. Was kind of the start of an opportunity that just an idea we had. We just wanted to do a Bible study and learn more and just kind of have a continual influence and understanding and teaching. And then we thought about filming it one day, and now it's turned into what it has, and it's been great, and everyone gets to be continually fed. And just from what I've understood about the history, it seems like that is what everyone is looking for, and that is a way we can really bring everyone together, because it seems like you've traveled around and had such influence and drastically changed people's lives, but there wasn't necessarily a place to catch everyone and to keep them included in a community where they could stay fed and stayed nourished and stayed have that continual renewing of the mind. So that's really the goal and the vision. And Nardos was definitely, or seems to have been, the first one to kind of bring about this change. And Daniel Rouse has also been having a tremendous impact on how we're doing this. And then even Dawn with the podcast, that's a tremendous, tremendous thing. We've got a ton of ideas with how to do this from Alexa. They've got Alexa, they're called flash briefings. And I'm sure someone out there who's watching right now, their Alexa in their home just turned on as I said her name. But Alexa's got these little, they're called flash briefings, and they're little, you can subscribe to them. So the same way you've got apps on your phone, you can download these apps on Alexa, and she'll, you can say, Alexa, play my flash briefings, and it'll come up, and they're minute-long segments, and you can subscribe to these different channels, and one might be on tech, what's happening in the tech world, what's happening in news, BBC has one, which I'm sure Fox and every other news channel has one. But you can go online and make your own. So one of the ideas that we had was to make a minute-long Bible study, like verse of the day. It's a daily thing, so you make 365 of them, and you just kind of upload them, upload the audio, and then they're on Alexa, and then anyone in the world who has Alexa can go on and download these things. And so you subscribe to Gospel Revolution Alexa flash briefing, and then in the morning you just say, Alexa, play my flash briefings, and she gives you what's going on in the world, the news, business, stocks, whatever else you follow, and then your Gospel Revolution Bible study where Mike comes on and tells you what the verse actually means in context. And so those are just some examples of visions and opportunities we have. I remember someone also spoke about, I think it might have been Jack, I don't know, about how we wanted the book, would be good if we got it in the audio version. Yeah, so that's the opportunity, and that's what we're working towards. The one way I tried to recruit some help to do this was by reaching out to the local Christian university, PBA, and saying, hey, graphic design or content creation intern, because it's actually a career that people are pursuing now, is digital media marketing or video editing. It's becoming such a relevant skill to be able to develop a business. This, you can really make a decent living just editing videos for people. And companies are paying a lot to have their products and services and advertised in this way and just boosted cheaply on Facebook. So, but it's been hard to find help, and there's a learning curve. So that's what I've been at. And that's just kind of what I wanted to share with you with Facebook. But we can also, there's tremendous information. We've been, some recent advancements we've had is what's called, I don't want to get too technical, it's called Facebook Pixel. And basically what it allows us to do is to see every action, every click that's taken on the website. So you can see how, it'll tell you how many monthly users have been to what page on the specific website. So we go on and it'll say, and it's amazing because the graph has been doing this with the Gospel Revolution. So, you know, 4,000, I think last time I checked, 4,000 monthly in the last month, 4,000 people have clicked, been to the homepage of the Gospel Revolution. And then from there you can see, okay, they're going to the podcast, and then Failure of Faith has been the most watched one this past week. So you can really see it. And what's even more amazing about that, just because I really want you to understand this, because it's important for you to kind of see the potential, because I want not only you to be engaged with what we're doing, but to know where it's going and why we're doing it, and encourage you to just join us on the journey and kind of follow us as we go and stay tuned for these pieces of content that we put out so you can stay connected and really get more experiences like this just in your daily life. Whether it's in, and that's something we've been going towards, is the smaller bite-sized portions of the gospel, because the long-form, hour-long, two-hour-long podcasts are great and you can really get in-depth. But to have the diversity of a video or just a little clip here and there, just to get a, you know, taste of it throughout the day, can be really helpful. And it can, it also makes it easier to send to people that you might want to share it with. You know, it's, I'm sure you've experienced it where it's tough to get a friend to listen to a 45-minute tape. But if you were to send them a 5-minute video on Facebook, you know, I'm sure they'd be more open to it. So that's kind of the goal and the direction. But Facebook Pixel, just to show you some of the kind of marketing capabilities that have been just firing me up, that I've been so excited about and feel almost like the puppet master behind all of this. But you can, so with this information, you see who's going to which pages on the website. And so just to put it into perspective, the book, even in a sales perspective, the book, you've got a link to buy the book on the website. You can see who has clicked to put it in their shopping cart. I don't know how the website's set up like this, but this is how most websites will do it if they're adept at this stuff, which is why I'm sure you've noticed an advertisement come up for the very thing you were just looking for. But they'll know that you have put it into a shopping cart or gone to a certain extent down the sales funnel to eventually make the purchase. And then they can advertise only to the people that have done those things. So if someone's got, you know, puts the book in the shopping cart, but for whatever reason didn't, you know, put their credit card information up and but make the purchase, we could make a video and then advertise it only to that group of people, saying something else about the book or kind of, and we can really be specific with who we're targeting with the messages we're trying to get out. Other visions that we see and potential opportunities, at least for me, the church that I was in, just about every Sunday at the end of the most emotional, heartfelt service you'd ever experienced, at the end of it, they'd get you all riled up. They'd have the band playing, just the most, they'd just put you in that place where you feel the presence of God, you know? And they really were, it's all about the production, and they know, they've got it down to a science. But then they'll blast that verse on the screen, for if you believe in your heart and declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, surely you will be saved. And so the whole church, that's one of the cornerstone verses for their congregation, is if you believe and if you confess and if you raise your hand right at that moment and if you come forth down to the altar, that you just paid your way and you're in. And then I'm sure, as you know, follows all the and you got to do this, and you got to. So, coming out of that, I'm like, all right, we got to make a video, and we got to make one on that verse and what the real teaching is, and then we can target it to the people. You can go on, look up the church, find the people that actually like the church, and then the video will come up right in their Facebook feed. So, this is what we can do. Yeah, right. Right. Just a few more questions for you. So, for those of you that have been watching the teachings, have you seen them? Did they come up in your feed? How did you find them? With the Tuesday night broadcast. But anybody else, did it just pop up in your, when you're scrolling through? Do you watch on your phone or do you watch on the computer? Anybody? How many on the computer? How many on the phone? Okay. iPad, tablet, sure, somewhere in between. Nice. Now, do you go and click on the Gospel Revolution page to get to the video, or does it just pop up? Now, so we broadcast. Do any of you watch when we're actually live and when we're doing? It's like are on six. I guess it'd be what 4:30 your time, 4:30 your time Tuesday. Okay, because so what we do is we have the live broadcast, and there'll usually be 40 or 50 people that have watched by the time we're finished, and then afterwards we post the video, and Facebook gives you the option to boost, so we'll usually put that $10 behind it, and then kind of boost it for about a week, and then one thing we'll usually do is just send it to people who like the Gospel Revolution page, or are friends of Mike Williams, or just kind of people who are connected. So that may have been how it's come up for you. I just kind of wanted to see, as far as this group, kind of if what it has looked like and if it's any of this is translated to your experience on Facebook and social media. And again, this is just one. This is only Facebook. And I came into this kind of learning about this stuff. And Mike and Don and Randy, Glenn, everyone involved has already been doing a great job and laid an incredible foundation for being able to take this to the next level. And so now we're just trying to kind of see what opportunities are in front of us and take the best ones and really be as aggressive as we can with it. So that's about it. Any questions about any of this stuff? I have seen the videos on the website, I think Glenn. I know, do you get the newsletter, the email? The weekly, or the couple that comes a couple times a week. Now there's a link, because the video is native to Facebook, so you should still be able to watch it even if you didn't have a Facebook account. But the link will be connected to Facebook, but you shouldn't have a problem. I've seen them on the website, so it might not always be as upfront. But yeah, the newsletter has definitely been an incredible way to keep everyone kind of up to date with what's going on, and how is kind of the main way that the flow of information comes through the Gospel Revolution. Yes. And the website has also recently been tweaked and updated. The newsletter, to sign up for the newsletter, I believe it's become